Hello, my name is Karen Dykman and I'm a professional life coach, and welcome to this New Year's visualization. I think it's so important to take time at the beginning of each year to dream about what you'd like to accomplish in the year ahead. It's so fun to look back at the end of the year on how much you've accomplished. So get a pen and a piece of paper so you can take down some notes. Ultimately, you'll want to create a list of about 20 goals or so. So we'll start off first by doing 5 deep belly breaths, and this will quiet our minds and get us connected to our bodies. Then we'll do a quick grounding and clearing exercise, and then I'll start to walk you through the visualization, which is going to be focused on 3 key areas. The first relating to the home, the second relating to your health, and the third relating to your hobbies. So get that pen and paper and we'll get started. It is best if you sit straight up, maybe upright in a chair, with your feet planted firmly on the floor. And we'll begin by taking 5 belly breaths. So when you breathe in, you're going to want to extend your belly out. And I'll count you through 5 counts. And then you'll hold for 5 counts, and then you'll breathe out for 5 counts, pressing your belly in to get all the air out. So we'll do that 5 times. So let's begin. You're going to take a deep breath in, extending your belly out. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale 2, 3, 4, 5. And breathe in 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale 2, 3, 4, 5. In 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5. Out 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5. Out 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale in 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale 2, 3, 4, 5. To ground our energy, we're going to begin by focusing on the energy in our heart center. And you're going to want to push that energy down through your belly and down your thighs, down your calves, through your feet, down into the ground, way down into the center of the earth. And you're going to want to visualize a cable that wraps around the core of the earth and then comes back up through your feet, through your calves, through your knees, your thighs, back up through your belly, and back into your heart center. Now visualize a great light, a bright white light that comes in through the top of your head, and it beams the light down through your face area, through your neck, down into your heart center, and it goes all the way down through your belly, down your legs to your feet, and then back up again through your calves, through your thighs, up through your belly, through your heart center, and back out the top of your head. And just see that light come back down and pour into your body and fill your entire body with light and just sit in that light and enjoy it as it fills up your whole space and brightens your inner core and fills your heart center bright with bright white light. And just take a deep breath and enjoy that light as it fills up your body. We're going to begin our visualization thinking about our home environment, the space that we live in, whether it's a home or an apartment. So I want you to think about that living space. And we're going to start by just feeling gratitude and appreciation for our living situation, the fact that we're in a safe place and that we get to live there where it's warm and dry. So just spend a minute sending out gratitude for the living space that you're in. And now I want you to stand in each room in your living space and get a sense of how you feel in each room and start one room at a time. So for example, if you're starting in your living room, just visualize standing in your living room and see how that room feels. Is there any area in that living room that has a darkness or a low energy feel? Is there a corner in your living room that maybe has some clutter or too many things in that space? So think about what might need to be done in that space to open up the energy flow. Maybe ask the question, is there anything that needs to change about this room to increase the energy flow within this room? And see what comes to you. You can take a note. Is there something that needs to be changed? Something that needs to be cleaned, eliminated? What are the colors? Are the colors high energy colors, low energy colors? Just think about what impact the space has. Is there enough light? The curtain needs to change. Is there anything about that space that needs to be changed? And you can ask the question, is there anything that needs to be changed right now? And just take a note of what comes up. And I want you to go through this exercise in each room. Just walk through your bedroom. Are there any closets that need to be cleaned out? Maybe some things that need to be given away, any bedding that needs to be changed. And you want to go through that same exercise in the bedroom, in the kitchen. And when you're in the kitchen, feel the energy in the kitchen. Is there any resentment that comes up? Maybe you're spending too much time around the dishwasher, unloading, loading, or too much time cooking. Maybe you don't necessarily enjoy the cooking. Just ask, are there opportunities to share in the workload, to delegate with the people who share the home with you? Just ask, are there opportunities to delegate, to share responsibilities in this room? Let's see what comes up. You may want to pause and take time to go through each room. And don't forget the attic, the basement, the garage, anywhere that may be places where energy is not feeling like it's freshly moving and there are some things that need to change. So go ahead and pause the tape if you need to take time to spend in each room and take notes of what comes up. Okay, now that you've gone through each room in your living space, let's move on to the area of health. Let's begin by bringing your attention into your body and just spend a moment and thank your body for how hard it works every day to keep you strong and healthy. So send some love and appreciation to your body and make sure it knows that you appreciate all it does to keep you safe and healthy. Now ask your body, is there any message that it needs to send you? Anything that you need to hear in terms of what it needs to be healthy and strong in the new year? And see what comes up. Are there any changes you need to make in your eating habits? Exercise routines? Just ask your body what it needs this year to be in ultimate health. And pause the tape if you need to take some time and listen to the messages that your body wants to send you. And the final area of this visualization involves hobbies. Let's take a moment now to appreciate your spirit. What makes you, you? Think about your spirit and thank it for being your advocate and your champion. Appreciate the qualities that make you who you are. Maybe it's your sense of curiosity, quest for knowledge. Maybe it's your love of other people or the pride you feel in caring for others. Just appreciate your spirit for a few breaths. And thank it for its uniqueness. Now ask your spirit, what does it need to grow and expand this year? And just see what comes up. Is there a desire to learn a new skill or a new language or a new sport? Just take notes of what comes up for you. Maybe you'd like to find an opportunity to support a cause or volunteer, find more opportunities to make more connections in your community. Again, just ask what it is and see what comes up for you. Maybe in 2019, you'd like to have a greater connection to your spiritual energy. Just spend as much time as you'd like in this space. You can press pause and then join us when you're ready. Now that you have your list of goals, you'll want to just look through your goals and ask, what is the divine timing for each of these goals, and see what comes up. You may have some that can happen quickly within 2019, but you may get a sense that some of them are 3 to 5 year goals, and maybe some of them are more than 5 years. You can just take a note after each goal when you think it might be accomplished. All right, now you have a list of your goals for 2019. You have a sense of when they might be accomplished. You have some that may be accomplished this year or some that might take a few years. But give yourself just a moment of appreciation for taking the time to invest in your own happiness and fulfillment. So great job giving yourself your first gift for 2019, and that is gaining clarity on what's important to you to live a life of greater fulfillment. So I want to thank you for joining me in this New Year's visualization, and I wish you all the greatest for a happy and fulfilling and healthy 2019. And if you'd like any additional assistance in moving things forward in your life towards greater fulfillment and joy, just contact me via my website at karendeichman.com, and I'd be happy to work with you individually if you need some time and assistance on getting greater clarity and assistance in moving towards your goals for 2019. So thank you and have a wonderful new year.